This is KTEP News In Depth. I'm Angela Kocherga. Many school districts across the state are facing budget deficits, but this week we learned just how dire the situation is for EPISD during the school board meeting. El Paso Matters reporter Claudia Moreno Silva is covering this story, and I asked her to tell us what caused the $52.8 million deficit.
So the cause for that was a couple of different things. One thing was inaccurate enrollment projections. Essentially, the district assumed that it would lose less students than it actually did. Excessive payroll costs were another factor. Something that we learned at the presentation where this was all announced is that the district's payroll exceeded about $22 million in the budget. So that means that was $22 million of the deficit. There were also a lot of long-term systemic issues that were found on how the district tracks its finances. And there were a lot of practices that had become adopted that probably weren't the most financially feasible. You know, there were instances where there were purchases made that didn't necessarily go to the board for approval. They would also adopt expenses, hoping that they would see savings down the line. The interim chief financial officer had even mentioned that the district was essentially gambling when it was making these budgetary decisions.
Well, you reported, you know, this happened at Tuesday's board meeting, and there seemed to be a lot of people who were surprised by all this about the size of the deficit and how serious the situation is. How is that possible?
So we'd have to kind of go back a little bit to the beginning of the school year, or actually around this time last year. The district was undergoing some major leadership changes at the time. The previous superintendent, Diana Saavedra, she had just resigned under pressure from the board. And the CFO at the time, Martha Aguirre, took over as interim superintendent. Throughout all of that time, there wasn't really any major changes to the budget until the beginning of this month. At the beginning of May, Aguirre revealed that the deficit was much larger than expected. And just 2 days later, after revealing that to administrators, she resigned. They brought in a consultant, and that's when they actually found that it was $52 million. So it was a lot higher than they initially thought, and this was all being discovered in the last few weeks. One of the reasons that I mention Ms. Aguirre is because the board and the superintendent said that she had withheld information from them on the budget situation. There are definitely a few things that they should have known about, you know, some expenses that they had approved, like separation incentives, but it would not add up to nearly to the $50 million that was found.
Well, how does this deficit compare to the overall budget? And it still seems really stunning that that this amount was so much larger than what was anticipated.
Yeah, it definitely shocked a lot of people. There was always talk of a deficit, and it was unclear how big it was going to be when they were adopting the budget last year. So after making all these adjustments and finding, you know, all the spending that they are actually gonna make for this school year, the district found that it's actually going to be about $580 million that they're going to spend. So that means that the deficit is just under 9% of its total budget.
So finally, do we have a sense of what the district will have to cut to address the problem? And there was even talk, or the consultant suggested a very drastic measure. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so one of the things that they had suggested was that the district to declare financial exigency, which is essentially the equivalent of bankruptcy for government institutions. Now, what will likely need to happen is, you know, the district is going to have to do whatever it can to cut expenses. You know, when we look at what the district is spending its money on, the vast majority of it is on payroll. $502 million of the district's budget goes directly towards payroll expenses. Right now, the district is expecting a $42 million deficit for the next school year. This school year, there really isn't anything that we can do about the $52 million deficit. And so that's going to reduce whatever that they have in savings, but they need to do something next year so they don't have another deficit of about $42 million. And really, the only way to reduce spending that quickly is to cut employees, and that could likely mean layoffs. We estimate that that could be in the hundreds.
Our thanks to El Paso Matters reporter Claudia Moreno Silva for her ongoing coverage of this story. Our interview originally aired on the Texas Standard. For KTEP News, In Depth, I'm Angela Cocherga.